Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Well, everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Gary Pitsford. Gary's president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors, Castle3.com. His book is Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth. It's all about strategies for succession planning. When you deal with family businesses, Gary, you mentioned earlier you got some second, third generation folks coming along. How is that looking? Is there a lot of that? I mean, in terms of a percentage type of thing, are there more or less younger generations willing to take over the family business today, say 30 years ago? You've been doing this 45 years. What do you think?
Well, fortunately, I hate to tell you the truth, but the truth is it's less.
So fewer millennials, let's say, are willing to take over the family business than the baby boomers were for their parents.
Out of all the hundreds or thousands of people that we've worked with, I usually say that about 20-25% of the businesses will sell to their children. not very many.
Is that because they have to sell to them instead of giving it to them? Or they just don't want to? You know, one thing I've run into is the young people saw their parents struggle to get the business out of the ground, and they actually wind up doing it. And you know, now they're in, you know, they're doing great because they did struggle, but they watched that struggle. And I talked to some of these young people, and they say, "I don't want to do that."
Well, and that's the problem. They're not educated. The parents are not good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
The parents need to show their children how wonderful it is to have your own business, to be your own boss, to create your own net worth, to be able to come and go whenever you
want. To turn a challenge into an opportunity, and all that belonged to you.
And you're taking over what your mom and dad struggled to build. Now you can take over a company that's got thousands of customers. You know, you've got predictable cash flow,
mm-hmm.
that predictable profit. You've got well-trained employees. You know,
are you seeing mom and dad bring the kids into the business when they're younger and making them work? I mean, actually making them get their fingernails dirty and subordinate their, you know, subordinate a little bit, be one of the grunts. Are people doing that, or are they spoiling the kids in these businesses?
Well, some of them spoil the kids and don't make them come to work. They make the kids come to work, and they have to unload the truck. They have to drive a forklift. They have to sweep
right.
the floor.
Which is what they
and
should
they
do.
They don't get to see the benefits. Well, yeah, they need to do it all. But they also need to know that at the end of the year, by sweeping the floors and emptying the waste baskets, all that net worth is yours.
Right.
You know, you're building inventory.
It accrues to you. That's exactly the two beautiful things of being a business owner to me are – whatever happens, good, bad, or ugly, it accrues to my account. If it doesn't turn out well, it was because I didn't make it happen. If it turns out well, it accrues to me. And what you said, you know, all the aggregation of all these people that we love, our employees that we love, we know their kids' names, we know their kids' birthdays, we love them, we take care of them, but all the aggregation of their efforts accrues to the owner, you.
Yeah, and you can work real hard for some big Fortune 500 company, or you can work real hard for yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
but the young kids, I say young, I mean 20, 25, 30 years
30s,
old,
yeah.
don't get to see the good side. All mm-hmm. they see is sweeping the floors and emptying the trucks. They don't get to see the good side. And mom and dad need to let the kids know that this is definitely a good business. It'll take care of you and your family and your kids and your grandkids if you – run it right.
I do see that out there. I do see millennials. I don't want to rail on all of them. I do see plenty of millennials who are stepping up to the plate and doing that. But then at some point in time, the mom and dad have to be paid for the business. At some point in time, somebody's going to have to continue to subordinate to pay mom and dad their check, to pay if they're going to buy the business, right?
And we design plans every month for families where children can buy out mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
We add more of it.
Right.
You know, but there are ways to make it work.
Are you doing ESOPs? Do you like ESOPs?
I like ESOPs if it's the right situation, which is not very many.
It doesn't happen all that. Do we need more regulations that will allow more ESOPs?
We need to maybe make different regulations.
That's what I mean. Something that would make those better. I need you to come back another day and talk about that. Hey, Gary, I've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back soon?
I will whenever you want.
Gary Pittsford, ladies and gentlemen, Castle 3 with the number 3, Castle3.com is his website. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.